So the question is again. So we're at we're continuing this Asura Safik, I guess Tosus Dal and Aleph Kodum Sheyavo, and basically the question is what's Asura Safik? What's the idea of Asura Safik? Because what he said is that Lahav Chamesh Alegin LeMezer, even if it's Asura Safik, he says an Umdana that if a guy plans on doing something, you warn a guy that he can't do this thing, and then he does it and he carries through, even if it's one step, two steps, whatever it is, an Umdana that he was Mezer. You know what they say? Maybe the guy was Shogeg. No, you assume he's Mezer. You don't assume something which has no evidence to assume it. So then if that's the case, so what's the idea of Asura Safik? It sounds like they're saying, well, maybe the guy wasn't thinking that. Maybe he wasn't going to do it. Right? So what's the whole idea of Asura Safik? What's the Ptor of Asura Safik? At least, what's the Machlokas, whether this is a Ptor or not? But let me, I'm just going to elaborate. I think I'm thinking like what Johnny and Chaim were thinking that. The basic idea is that, according to this side at least, is a guy who holds Asura Safik, Lav Shema Asura, let's say. He holds that it's not just pshat that we kill a guy or manish a guy for doing an Aver B'mezen. Okay? Aver B'mezen means you know about the thing and you do a B'mezen. Okay? That's not enough. But the idea is there's a certain type of rebelliousness that's a certain gavra who we're manish. Okay, even if he did a b'mezid, but without a certain character of rebelliousness, then we don't punish a guy. Okay, the punishment, then that's why we punish a guy, because this guy can't be tolerated. I mean, just the idea behind the idea of punishing a guy. So this type of a guy, he just can't be tolerated in a society, he's a rebellious guy. That's why he has to be, warn him, and he's afal pikein. There's a certain type of a profile of a person who we punish. The idea is that he just doesn't care about Torah. You know what I mean? He's either warning the guy, and in spite of the warning, he's doing it. So it's not just mezid. A guy could be a mezid. You may know he's a mezid. Like, for instance, the case of a Talmud Chacham, which comes up. And Talmud Chacham may know the halacha. But even if you know he knows the halacha, we hold, you still need Asra. That's a question. It's a machlokas. But that's what we hold. You still need Asra. Because it seems to be, you need a certain type. It's not just that he knew the halacha. But it's an idea is that you warn him, and in the face of the warning, he's doing it anyways. And so he says, afal pike. So that's why he goes, that an onus is for that kind of a guy. That's the idea of Hasra. It's not just to say that he's mezid. Mezid, you can figure out that he's mezid. You can determine that he's mezid. He's Talmud Chacham, you can know he's mezid. There are other ways to know that a guy's mezid. But the idea of an onesh is not for just an avera of the mezid, but it's a certain character of a merit in the action. And that type of a guy we have to punish. Now, if that's the case, and this is like there's kasev, I mean, you wouldn't know Misvar, but that's it's learned now from the Psukim, and the Gemara Mamam Beis, in Sanhedrin. It learns out they have these principles. Different Limudim, about showing that you need him to really be really involved in the Chayt. He sees the Chayt, he knows about the Chayt, and then there's another Halim where they have Se'afal Pikain. So it's a certain, you see, it's not just an idea of Mezid, but it's a certain type of a Gavra who we're punishing. So where the Chayt involves the merit. So if that's the case, so it could be that this shita holds is that hasra safek lav shma hasra, that once you say if you eat this, then maybe you're going to be chayev, then maybe it's going to be that you're going to end up being punished. That's a safek undermines the characteristic of the merit and the rebelliousness. The idea is if you eat this, we're going to kill you. I don't care. I'm doing it anyways. But if you do this, then. And then, maybe, if things play out in a certain way, then again, he says, Af Pikein. That's not the characteristic of the merit. The shame suffix undermines the characteristic, emotionally. You know, it doesn't have the merit is a certain type of a profile of a person. He's saying, I don't care, it does in your face kind of thing. Once it has a suffix, you always say, well, he thinks maybe it's not gonna happen. That's not, merit is like a guy goes against an absolute, the absoluteness of the thing. But once it's suffix, it takes away from the rebelliousness in the thing. His defiance lacks because the warning isn't absolute. So this is what he's saying is once it's suffix, it takes away from the characteristic of the Hasra. That's the machlokas here. So that's the question. What's the machlokas? That's why that's the sheet of Hasra suffix lav shma Hasra. Right? Hasra suffix lav shma Hasra. Because it doesn't have that character. Now, the question is, so what's the other shita? So, you could see two things. In two ways. You could say is that he just doesn't... You could say, make a bigger machlokas and say that he just holds, no, that's not the function of Asura. Asura is just to determine the guy's mezid. Asura isn't to make guys mezid. That's not the idea of Asura. Asura isn't to create a certain gavra of rebellion, right? It's to determine the guys mezid. Okay, now you'll say, so what about a Talmud Chacham? But you could say, even if you say Talmud Chacham, you could say that halacha, and this is addressing your question, you could say that halacha sets up a universal method of establishing that a guy is mezid. In other words, you could say, in other words, the Torah is saying is you need hasra. Why? Because you need to determine mezid, and the Torah says you can't just figure out on your own that he's mezid, but it incorporated hasra into part of the crime of which you're admonished for. Now the reason why could have been because la'av kamei shalom the mezid, but halachically it's an element of the crime which you punish him for. Like it didn't leave it open. It's kind of like in a different sense, but it's kind of like something you're saying yesterday. But it could be like it's a halachic. Halachically, it's true, that's the reason why, but halachically, you don't kill a guy unless it's Asra. So now, I, it's not Machachal, okay, fine, but halachically, you don't kill guys. But ultimately, what is Asra is that which determines that he's been shown the mezid. Or do you say, no, Asra is not just, it's not just a concrete halachic method to determine that he's mezid, but Asra gives the crime an element of a merit. In which case, Safek, Asra Safek is not gonna work. You know what I mean? So that's one way to take Machachal. Okay, one way to take Machachal is Asra just determine that he's mezid? Or no, Hasra is to give it a quality of merit. So if it's determined that it's mezid, then you know he's mezid. Hasra safek, yeah, but now you know he's mezid, because you see, he went through with the crime, he carried through, obviously after the fact, you see the guy was mezid. Or do you say that if it's to give it the character of merit, so then it doesn't have the character of merit, because safek undermines the characteristic of the merit. Once you give a guy, once it's safek, then it undermines that characteristic. Okay, that's one way. The other way could be is that really everyone agrees. Give me a different svar. That maybe you'll say is, because this is a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas. In general, you want to minimize machlokas if possible. So it seems to be, is even if you say that the idea of asra is to give the characteristic of merit, it seems still you could question whether safek undermines the, is halachically, like, undermines the shame merit. Because bottom line is, you warn the guy, you laid out the consequences, and so to speak, rationally, look, you're saying if you do this thing and then you do that thing, then you're gonna be killed. And he says afel pikein, and he does it, and therefore that's a rebellion. You know what I mean? It's like, but or do you argue? And this is why you're not gonna like, because it's like, I don't know if the two sides exactly, but or do you argue that like I guess this is what Chaim was saying, is like there's an merit has an emotional character to it all. It's not just like a cold rational thing. Is that I knew it was us, or therefore I'm doing this? But there's a certain like emotional situation of a merit, certain character of a rebel, and the rebellion is like minimized, or you know, it is minimized once it's suffic. It's not in full form. Once it's suffic, it's true to you know, but still look, maybe he's thinking, I don't know, I'll get out of it. Like once it's not absolute. Once it's a characteristic of suffix, it's like it takes away from the merit. And that if you learn this way, the machlokas is that's what the question is. Is given that hasra is the din of the merit, does hasra suffix, is it shma hasra or not? Is that sufficiently create the quality of merit to be a chayav guy, or you say no? I mean, like the question is merit is lends itself to degrees. There's more merit, the degrees of merit. So does hasra, and hasra definitely takes away to an extent. But the question is, halachically, does that take away, does halacha recognize that as being undermining the shame merit such that it's not merit in the highest form, there's no, it's not hasra. We say, no, as long as you have intellectually, there's a merit there, as the guy, you're laying out the law and he's breaking the hasra, then that's fine. I guess you could say, like, is it just you have to create the quality of merit, or it has to be like in the highest form? And that's the way to define it. It's like, does merit have to be in its highest form, in which case suffix is going to take that away? Or you say, no, as long as you're creating the quality of merit by the fact that you're warning him and he's going against it, so then it's that hasn't been merit. So then you're chayav.
Merit is right.
Yes. I mean, the fullest idea of the merit is you simply don't care. You don't care about anything. You're going to do this, it's usur, and we're going to kill you, I just don't care. But once it's suffix, you'll say, maybe he cares a little bit, it's just that he wants to take his chances on the suffix. He's not so sure. So that takes away. I mean, it's true, he's still going against the warning, but it's not the fullest warning. You could say that's halach of asra, is that the idea of merit is that we're only going to kill the guy who's really the highest level of a rebel. We don't want to kill people, and it's only the asra. Asra is the full extent of the guy. We're only killing the guy who's the fullest rebellious. So once you take away, once it's a suffix, so that minimizes the din merit and the thing, and we're not going to kill the guy. Or you say, no, it's just a qualitative thing. You have the din merit. So as long as you warn the guy, and he has ample knowledge, you tell him before, and he does it anyways. It's suffix, so it's not the highest level. Okay, fine. But the quality of the merit exists through the hasra. Now our question is, now we're ready for Tosfos. Okay? This is nothing to do with Tosfos. I mean, all the stuff we could have done without Tosfos. Also, we could have done for the Sugya, so I saw Vikshma Asra or not. Now Tosfos comes along and says, hold on one second. Okay, let's go with the premise Asra, Safik, Labshma Asra. So which means Asra, Safik is not. It has to be the Merit, and Safik takes away from the Merit. So now, I'll ask you a question. How could you ever kill a guy for baking on Shabbos? Because what's going to happen? Right, and obviously there's such a thing as killing a guy for baking on Shabbos. That's not intentioned on the Machlokas of Asra Safek. Now, every time you put a guy puts a thing in the oven, so we'll say, it's contingent, really. Because if he puts a thing in the oven, so what are you going to say? If you put the thing in the oven, you chayv misa. Not so fast. Maybe he'll take it out first. So you're going to have to say, if you put the thing in the oven, and if you then leave it in for the entire time, right? Then you're going to be chayav. But maybe he's going to take it out. Maybe the guy is going to take it out. Right? So the warning itself is contingent. Right? It's a suffix. It's the same type of thing. What's the difference if you say, if you put the bread in and keep it in, or if you eat this roll and then eat that roll? Same thing. It's a suffix. Maybe he's not going to eat the roll. Maybe he's not going to leave it in. Okay, so that's Osgasha. So his answer is no. Is that, it's funny, he gives like a long answer. But at first he says, when the guy puts it in, you warn him right before he puts it in, he says he's definitely not going to take it out. Okay? That's definitely, the guy's not going to take it out. Okay, even though the question was maybe he is going to take it out. But he's like, no, he's definitely not going to take it out. So he says, so what's happening here? He says, so what's the difference in the cases? He says, no, because in the case of the bread, it's mechusar maisa. It means in order to be chayiv, you have to eat this bread and then do another maisa of eating the other bread. Right? But in this case, or they'll bring the wings also, by the bird. It's a different case. But by this case, it's not mechusar any maisa. Okay? It doesn't have to do anything. If you put it in and leave it in, but that's not a maisa. So then you don't say it's a sosafik. That's not a Asra Safek. Okay, that's not a kid's Asra Safek, and therefore, it's not a Asra Safek. It's not Mechuz Ramaisa. Asra Safek is only if it's Mechuz Ramaisa. So the question is, what's the move here? I mean, it just sounds like an arbitrary distinction. Okay, fine, Mechuz Ramaisa, not Mechuz Ramaisa, but either way, it's still Safek. You don't know definitely. You can't say, if you do this, definitely it'll be Chayiv. It's maybe not. It's also the Kasha as originally said, maybe the guy's going to take it out. And then his answer is no. He's definitely not going to take it out. What happened? How did he just flip like that? I mean, why do you say he's definitely not going to take it out? But is he going to eat the other roll? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, why? Well, who's to say? How do you make this? Tosfos making this stuff up. What's the sense to this? Just sounds like he's patchwork here. Yeah. But here's something. There's a difference between saying something is... Or maybe let me say the chakira first. Then I'll explain it. But the question is like this. Is it pshat... That Hasra, there's two ways to learn Hasra Safik. Is it pshat that Hasra has to be Vadai? Or is it pshat that Hasra Safik is a psal? Or is a hafka, or a denial, a removal of the din Hasra? Okay? Is it pshat Hasra has to be 100% absolute? Or it's saying no, that Hasra, which has the character of a maybe Hasra, that's not Hasra. Okay? That's different. Okay? What's the difference? So I'll say there's a difference between something saying is like let's say you say if you take this medicine, you'll get better. You have an infection, if you take a penicillin, you'll get better. So would you say that's a suffix? I mean, I'd say no, it's not a suffix. You take penicillin, you get better. But would you say it's a vadai? I wouldn't say it's a vadai. I mean, it's not 100%. I mean, there has been cases where a guy took a thing and it doesn't get better. It's not 100%. But not just because something isn't 100%, doesn't mean that it's a suffix. I mean, like, a suffix means where the things, like, you do a surgery, you open heart surgery, you say, maybe you're going to get better, maybe, I don't know, it may work, You know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But that does, just because something, that's a real Suffolk. But if something is like 99% whatever, you don't say that as a character of Suffolk. You wouldn't call it Vaday. If you're trying to create it, when you say it's a Vaday, you wouldn't say that either. But it makes you better. It makes you better. If you needed a Vaday, you couldn't necessarily say that. But you wouldn't say that it's Suffolk. Suffolk has to have in order for something to have like a shame Suffolk, there has to really be like a Leidus Suffolk. So be something intrinsically like, I don't know, maybe not. There has to be something in the thing which creates where it's really contingent. Just because you have some, not every maybe creates, I mean, it's, you have to get into every case and how to determine it, you know, but I'm saying it's not every maybe, not every doubt creates a shame suffix. Okay? But a vadai means that you've removed every doubt. That's what vadai means. Vadai means you've removed every single doubt. Okay? So let me carry it over to here. So, the thing is like this, is that if you say that pshat is, when you give hasra, that it has to be vadai. That when you warn, we have to say, if you eat this bread, I'm sorry, if you put this bread in the oven, you will definitely be chayv misa. If that's pshat, then you need hasra as vadai. That the rebelliousness is that hasra has to be vadai. You're going against an absolute 100% warning, that's the only guy we're going to kill.
And there's no difference.
So then here you can't say it's Vaday. Exactly, because it's not Vaday. You can't say it's Vaday because that's Tosos. Maybe the guy's going to take it out. Maybe the guy's going to take it out. It's usually that doesn't happen. It's omed to be baked. Probably it's going to be left in. It's a very good chance it's going to be left in. Who really ever does that? Yeah, but you can't say Vaday. The positive idea is they must warn you. If you do this, you are absolutely going to get killed. Then this is not going to work. That's a Zavmir. Okay, but his maskana is no. There's no halacha. That's not the halacha. It doesn't say hasra atzarech liyos vaday. It says hasra safek lav shem hasra. Okay, it's the halacha. That's the halacha. So safek lav shem hasra. So it means that a hasra, a contingent hasra, a hasra shall safek lav shem hasra. That's the p'tor. Okay, so it means when you give the guy mechus or ma'isa. So for instance, when you put the bread in the oven. Let's start with that case. You put it in the oven. You say, if you put this thing in, you're going to be chayv misa. Now, if he says, really, definitely, 100%? No, not 100%. But it's not like a maybe, because like Tosa was saying, is you warned the guy right before he did the thing. He put the thing in. He's not going to take the bread out of the oven. That's what he said when he's talking like that, because like you're saying, he doesn't mean he's absolutely vadai there. It doesn't mean vadai 100% the guy's going to do it. But for all practical purposes, you put the bread in the oven. If you put this in the oven, you say, look, you put the bread in the oven and bake it, you're going to be chayv misa. And he puts the bread in the oven. That's, practically speaking, that's what's going to happen. You don't say that's a safek warning. Just because there's a maybe, there's a 1% chance the guy's going to do it, can take it out, which is an abnormal thing. You don't say that has the character of safek. But in the case of the eating the rolls, what are you going to say? If you eat this bread, you're going to be chayv? No, that's not true. You can't say that. You're going to have to say, if you eat this bread, then maybe. Then there's a whole other action that you have to do. In order for... And actions don't just happen. You're saying, if you eat this bread, then maybe. Then if something else, which is really... is a big F, because it's another separate, totally separate action. It's not like it's bound to happen, it's not automatic it's going to happen, it's a totally separate thing. So it really has a character of suffix. You have to say, if you eat this thing, then maybe if something else happens, then you're going to be chayav, then maybe not. So that really is a character of asra suffix. That's lav shem asra. But again, in the case of the baking, you don't have to say, if you put the bread in the oven, that's not saying, and then if something else... No. If you put the bread in the oven, then... for all practical purposes, you're going to end up being chayav. Now, it's not 100%. You could undo it. But that's Totoza's point, is that there's no halacha that has to be 100%. There's no halacha hasra tzarech lios vaday. It's halacha that hasra, which has the character of safek, is lav shem hasra. You know, so that's why I think it explains the change in his lashon in the beginning. Because his kasha, he says, He says maybe he was planning on taking it out. And then afterwards he says, at the end of the answer, he says, no. Definitely he wasn't going to take it out. So what do you mean? Originally he says maybe he's going to take it out, and then afterwards he says, Vade is not going to take it out. I would say that that depends on your framework. If you're saying that it has to be, so it has to be 100% vadai, then you say, well, maybe not. Maybe it's not. Maybe the penicillin's not going to work. Maybe the guy's going to do a crazy thing. So if it has to be vadai, it's not vadai. But if you're saying that it's not pshat, it has to be vadai. But hasra is hasra. But it can't have the shame suffix. So it doesn't have a shame suffix because vadai. The guy's going to leave it in. The guy puts it in. He's going to put it in. It doesn't mean, the guy doesn't take it out. That's not a normal thing for a person to do. So you don't say it's a suffix because maybe some crazy thing is going to happen.
His question was, it was shame suffix?
No, his question was that the havina was that hasra is not a dinner hasra suffix. The halacha is that hasra has to be a vadai. So in that, if you say hasra had to be bevadai, so then that's a gakasha, because it's not, maybe not. You know what I mean? So that's what he's saying. But it's good, I mean, because you could say hasra means hasra has to be bevadai. That's the way of saying it. That's what he's saying. That's what he's showing you. I mean, I don't know if it's like he thought it, but Tosfos is showing you from this Tosfos, he's elucidating to you what the concept of hasra suffix must be. It's not a din that hasra has to be vadai. Rather, it's a din that hasra suffik lash masra. You wouldn't know that if you did the sugi of hasra suffik. Again, the word happens to sound better, hasra suffik lash masra. I'm saying, but it's not a raya because I mean, you could say that's not halacha, hasra suffik lash masra, because hasra has to be vadai. I mean, it's not a raya from the word. I mean, it's hard to know how the words. You can't prove it from the words, and that's what I think Tosfos is saying is now that he's doing this sugya. And he's talking about the past, and he's saying, Le'eskilei, so hold on a second. And this is what Tosfos does. That sugya of Hasra Safik, hey, I could show you a new insight about the sugya of Hasra Safik, which you wouldn't necessarily get if you're just doing the sugya of Hasra Safik. That's what he's doing. He's highlighting, he's bringing it in now, because it's from this sugya, which you see that it's saying, there's a chiv skila, there's a possibility of the guy taking it out. I have a kasha, what about Hasra Safik? Here's the answer. Oh, here's a Chakirov, I'm proving to you from this thing what Hasra Safik really means. Now you do the sugya of Hasra Safik, you'll understand the concept, which you wouldn't know. Again, just from the straight case of Hasra Safik, you'd be left with a question. You may lean one way, but you wouldn't have a raya. Tell us, even this sugya, you have a raya, that what Hasra Safik is.
Where do we draw the line exactly?
You draw the line at Mechutz HaMaisa. That's the idea of Mechutz HaMaisa. Mechutz HaMaisa means... Maisim don't just happen automatically. A maisim has to, you have to do something. So therefore, it's intrinsically misafik. Because you're going to say, if you do this, then if you do something else. But if it's not mechusar maisa, that means if you do this, then it's going to happen unless there's an intervening step. That's not a safik, because then the burden of proof is, then it's really, it's a straw. If maybe you could undo it, doesn't mean it's safik. If you do something, you say, maybe you could stop it, that doesn't make the thing safik. It may not be a vadai, but that's not safik. But if you have to do something else, then it's really contingent upon doing something else. That then it's safik. Seems that's how you draw the line. The Tosfos is saying, you draw the line based on chutz ma'aseh, not chutz ma'aseh. If you have to do something else, then it's going to have to be, then it's not contingent. But if it's just saying it could be undone, then that's not contingent. It's not vadai, but there's no halacha vadai. True, I mean, he says the word vadai in his answer. But I mean, so you can't go by his lashon exactly. Because it can't be. It can't be that he's saying vada because he says suffix. So obviously he can't mean it's suffix and vada. The same thing when he says suffix, he says vada. So you see, obviously he's speaking in that frame. Yeah, it has to be speaking in different kind of frameworks. So it's true that this din is, the whole svara is removing vada, but that's just the way you talk. That's the way you say it. He's saying, yeah, the guy's definitely not going to take it out. But that's why something, there's a way, there's, you could say something in two ways. You could say, it is definitely not going to happen, or the guy's there is definitely not going to. You know, there's like a kind of a way. That's what he's talking about. He says, Vadai, so, you know, that's what he means. But Vadai, lo, how do you say it?
Vadai, lo,
hai, vadai. Vadai, lo, hai, vadai, to, yeah, the Vadai, lo, hai, vadai, to, that's what he means. That's what, I mean, it's true, you have to be careful about the Lashon, but that's you just have to be careful about the Lashon. You can't just go by the exact word. Because if you go by the exact word, it's an open steer. It's impossible. You know. So obviously, he's using the lashon loosely. But, yeah.